Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Firpo Marbury. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Firpo Marbury. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. West reaches third base with a triple. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West scores. One out. It's 1-0, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is hit by the pitch. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into right field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Appling. Hayes moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blutch fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blutch. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. West hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Blue moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds bunts towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Blue moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bludge hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge can't make a play. That's a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb bunts towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sullivan. Spencer moves to second. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0 for 1 in the game. Marbury hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. West hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. West reaches second base with a double. Spencer scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Senators. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fothergill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Appling reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Benny Tate now catching. Mel Simons now playing left field. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 2 in the game. Bludge strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Spencer moves to second. Sam Rice pinch hits for Firpo Marbury. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bump Hadley now pitching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Johnny Whatwood pinch runs for Lou Fonseca. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on QL. Reynolds scores. Whatwood moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL catches it for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Watwood moves to third. Simons moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Watwood now playing center field. Carl Reynolds now playing right field. Bill Sissel now playing shortstop. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mainisch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 3 in the game. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Rice pinch hits for Jackie Hayes. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bludge moves to second. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Roy Spencer. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bludge scores. Rice moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Joe Judge pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Pat Carraway now pitching. Buddy Meyer pinch runs for Pinky Hargrave. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. Meyer moves to third. Judge moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Senators, 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Judge moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.